The Cubs going for their sixth consecutive win and a sweep of the Cardinals. Already 1-0 Chicago in the fourth. Kyle Schwarber looking for more, facing Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn had a long third inning. He'd like a quick fourth. Swinging a hard hit ball to left. Back goes Pham to the track, to the wall. It's out of here. Schwarber has homered over the left field wall, and the Cubs lead 2-0.
Quintana's really slowed the pace. The pitch. Fowler hits a drive. Deep left center field. It's a game-tying home run. That's the lift the Cardinals have needed. Fowler burns his old team with home run number 16.
And the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Base hit to left field. The Cubs take the lead. Rizzo scores. And it's 4-3 Cubs. Jason Hayward wins the battle.
The runners lead all the way around. Carpenter swings and strikes out for the fourth time today. The Cardinals have left 10 runners on. The Cardinals are down by a run. Down to the last strike. The runner goes. The pitch is swung on and hit high in the air. Center field. Back to the track. The catch is made by Martin. And this game has come to an end. Fowler didn't quite get enough of it.
The Cubs win their sixth in a row, sweeping away the Cardinals, taking the finale 4-3. Wade Davis improves to a perfect 31-for-31 in save opportunities this year. Jose Quintana, no decision, allowing 3 runs in 5 2/3 innings. Pedro Strop gets the win as the bullpen goes 3 1/3 scoreless frames. Jason Hayward finishes with 3 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Cardinals swept away by the Cubs. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after the game.
Anytime you get a guy on base, give him the base. You get back, you know, close game like that, usually going to come back and hurt you. The ball wasn't that far in, but it's a ball he's been hit on a lot this year.
How limited does that make where Tyler can put that pitch? I mean, it's pretty close to a strike. If that's going to hit him.
It's not a strike. It's a breaking pitch that he's got to finish off a little better than that. We were conscious about it all series, talking to the umpires. You know, you got to have the plate. And we see teams or players in particular that have high hit batsmen for the year, you know that most likely they're trying to stay in there a little long, and sometimes they can get out over the plate, but that wasn't necessarily the case. He made a movement, get out of the way, and just too far in, stayed, didn't bite, didn't break, and kept coming at him.
Dexter really seemed to spark you there. The game high. Big hit that you've been looking for pretty all week.
Yeah, we had our opportunities today to get the big hit, and Dex gives us one, almost gave us a second one there too. Wynn took care of that one, but I think that's an opportunity for us to take the lead. Both teams are dealing with that all game long.
You talk about opportunities. You feel like you had them all series long. The complexion of the series could have changed, maybe with a few big hits.
It seems like we had more than just a couple even today. If you're talking about situational hitting, that's one thing. When you put the ball in play, we'll get runs. But if you're looking for a two-out hit, I mean, that's completely different. You know, the odds are typically against you, and you got to come through with something big. And these are the kind of games that are swayed by a big hit. We did have some opportunities, just didn't happen. I've said it before. Easier said than done in those situations, because you got guys making good pitches in those situations. They're not giving you anything.
What did you see from Lance? Some kind of high maintenance innings for him.
Yeah, I had to work pretty hard. One that stands out, a little bit of defense again. I mean, you're talking about double play ball and that bunt, hard bunt back to him. He's getting his feet set to go to third and probably have a throw across the infield for a double play, and that changes that inning completely. So the defense from the mound hurt us a little bit again, but overall looked good. His last inning where he lost his release point a little bit with the sinker when he walks, Russell Lane walks the pitcher. That was enough to really concern us and give it over to the left-handers in the bullpen.
Up next, the Cardinals begin a series on the road against the Reds on Tuesday with Jack Flaherty on the hill.